The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Steve Woodhouse with Marion County Express. Steve, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Sure thing, no problem. With the death of the Iranian president, do you think that will have a positive impact or a negative impact, or do you think that will have any kind of impact at all on the United States?
I doubt if it'll have any impact whatsoever. The president of that country, I'm not sure I can describe it real accurately, but you sure get the impression that the Ayatollah really runs the country, and that is not changing as a result of this occasion. And so I think it'll probably just go on normally as it has.
And I got an email from you this morning about asking President Biden to withdraw his plans to forgive billions more in student loan debt. My question is, you know, $147 billion in student loan debt forgiven, how is that any more impactful on our economy and our monetary supply than sending, you know, like $1 trillion or spending, you know, sending a similar amount overseas to Israel or to Ukraine?
Well, you know the saying, a million here and a million there soon adds up to real money. And maybe the tens of billions that he's forgiving now may appear when we talk about trillions, but it all adds up to real money. And it's something that CBO from time to time in their reports include that that's the reason the debt's going up. And the debt going up is why we're having the inflation we have. But I think there's a more important reason than the figures for the debt just the principal. First of all, the Supreme Court has said that the president doesn't have the authority to do this. Now, he thinks he's found another law that gives him the authority to do it. Maybe the courts will deal with that when a case gets to them. But that's short term, or that's long term away. So then you get to the principle that that the president should not have this authority. I don't think he has this authority. Under one law, the Supreme Court said he was acting unconstitutionally. And so that's why I'm an advocate for passing the Senator Thune's bill, which would say very clearly he doesn't have the authority to forgive debt.
I was just kind of curious, what's the difference? It's still billions and billions of dollars that we're borrowing, but wouldn't it be helpful to American taxpayers that have taken out student loans to have theirs forgiven and put more money into the general economy? Wouldn't that have a better impact on the American economy than sending billions overseas would?
I think your question, your follow-up question is very legitimate. And I think that if you want to help people with student loans, even if you accepted the benefit that your question implies, it's a slippery slope. When are you going to start helping people with their car loans or their mortgages and things of that nature? Then you also got the unfairness of it. You got people that have never gone to college, working, paying taxes, and the unfairness of them having to pay for the student debt of somebody that's getting a college degree and probably going to make more money than they make. And then you've got the students that have paid their debt down. It's unfair to them. And it's just the unfairness of it and the slippery slope that I think speaks against it. Even if it had the good economic impact that you're talking about. And I would guess, I would question whether or not it would have that good economic impact.
What do you think about election security as far as, you know, many people are still skeptical as to the legitimacy of the 2020 election. And of course, you look at the other side, the Democrats question the 2016 election. Have there been any steps taken or can Congress take steps to help ensure that our next election will be, without question, results should be fair and square?
The answer is yes. Congress could intercede in all election law. And there is some, like the dates of election, and at least federal elections, the dates, and there's the Voting Rights Act. But for the most part, we have 50 separate state laws on how elections should be administered. And I think it ought to be left that way. But yes, Congress could do it. And twice when Pelosi was Speaker of the House of Representatives, the House of Representatives passed 700-800-page election laws that would have negated all state laws, taken over things. It would have done away with voter ID in the states. It would have had taxpayer funding of elections. It would have allowed elections to be counted, or ballots to be counted after election, or if received after election day, to be counted. And there's all those things that I think people would rebel against, particularly that part where you would have taxpayers funding elections. And so I don't think that the federal government should step in. I'm never going to say they should never step in, but it should be a very curtailed way of doing it, very narrow way of doing it, if we wanted to pass something dealing with election laws.
And so what can we, the people, as well as you in the Senate, do to force the president to enforce the laws that have been passed regarding our borders? Because he's ignored it pretty much his entire term.
Oh.
It's not supposed to be that way. So what can we do to, you know, protect our country from having people that we might not necessarily want in our country from getting in here?
About the only thing you can ultimately do, if the president isn't enforcing the law, is the impeachment of a president. But that's hasn't happened. And they've been impeached but never found guilty. And so that's something that wouldn't work in this case. I get this question quite often at my town meetings when I travel in the 99 counties every year, as I do. And somebody would say, Grassley, when are you going to enforce the law? Or what are you going to do about the border? Similar to the question you just asked me. And I usually say to them, a long time before I went to Congress, and I've been here 4 decades, it's illegal to enter our country without our permission. Yet we're a very favorable country for immigration generally when it's legal, because about 1 million people come here every year legally. But you can't just walk across the Rio Grande or in California across the dry desert and get into America. It's being done. Why? Because the president is enforcing the law. So I say Congress makes the laws. The president carries out the laws. If the president doesn't carry them out, what are you going to do about it? About the only thing you can do is impeachment. It's not going to happen. So elections do have consequences. So people that would ask me the same question you're asking me, I'd say you got to vote in a new president that's going to enforce the law.
You know, in the Senate, I know why it's not going to work. It's because Schumer and the Democrats have the majority. But why do we give so much power to one single senator to be as the Senate Majority Leader to just basically kill something that maybe even some of the people in his own party would like to kind of push forward?
Well, I guess that's a good question. I guess that's just the way it's kind of evolved. I'm not sure it was that way throughout the history of our country. I read a biography about Lyndon Baines Johnson when he was Senate Majority Leader. And that was it during the 1950s. And they said that he kind of evolved this position of leader to be the strong position it tended to be. Before then, it was usually the chairman of the committees would have the most power. I suppose the answer to your question now is precedent is a big thing in the United States Senate, and LBJ set a precedent, and it's just being followed today by both Republicans and Democrats. But you want to remember, he's the Democrat leader. They're in the majority. And the only way that could be overcome is if there was a rebellion within his own political party of what he might want to put on the agenda. So he's going to have to be cautious of what he does, at least within his own caucus and running the Senate. And he's going to have to satisfy them. But I don't think that's too difficult for him to satisfy them. I think they probably go along like little ducks following their mother. I thank you, Steve, very much, and goodbye.
Thank you for your time. Bye.
Thanks, Steve, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.